That's a great question. It's a very complicated question, but it's a great question. I'll tell you why. That's why it's important that we allocate more of our resources towards educators in the classrooms, because we have to recognize that our classrooms are diverse. And if we have multiple educators in the classroom, we can meet the needs by having, if a teacher is teaching a certain assignment and some students or a group of students are having a challenge understanding that, you can have a paraprofessional or a second teacher work with that particular set of students without holding back the set of students who are understanding the situation. Mm-hmm. So my answer is to put more teachers and paraprofessionals in the classrooms to help all of our students.
So how do you feel about standardization of the classroom versus differentiation within a classroom versus leveling, where students might be paired with students from other grades and age ranges, versus tracking where you have honors classes and regular classes, or having otherwise meeting and otherwise tools like this for meeting the needs of students?
So when it comes to tracking, I'm not against it, because historically it has been shown that low-income students, mm-hmm, and students of color are the one on the lower tracks.
Yes.
And now you couple that with standardized testing, lower-income students and students of color are more likely to perform not as well on standardized tests, and these standardized tests are what determine whether you get into great academic programs. So mm-hmm, it's an entire bridge here. My solution is that we don't have tracking, but we have situations where our teachers have the support and the resources they need to teach the curriculum and teach their lessons. Again, we have to make sure that our teachers are supported and the students are receiving the help they need to be up to be up to speed and understand what's being taught. And that's why part of my priority is offering free tutoring to students performing below grade level.
What about students performing above grade level? What should happen there?
For students performing above, so if you're talking about advanced learners.
For example, yes.
So I believe I was an advanced learner. Mm-hmm. And I believe one thing we can look at is how we identify advanced learners.
Of course.
Because currently parents come to the district and they say, my child's advanced. And that's a way in which advanced learners are identified. But when you look at who's identifying their students, it's mostly parents who come from higher income backgrounds. But in terms of meeting the education and making sure that our advanced learners are being challenged, we make sure that, if a student is at a second grade reading level, they're receiving a more challenging book, maybe a third grade book or fourth grade book. Or if there's room to innovate the curriculum, where we let our children explore different things. Mm-hmm. Or if you're advanced in the high school, why not start taking college courses if that's what you want to do? But making sure that they're consistently challenged and they have room to innovate within, mm-hmm, the curriculum.
Mm-hmm. So you would describe that as both differentiating classroom as well as leveling, so taking classes in college or with older students.
Absolutely. But the key here is making sure that for advanced learners, they're challenged. And for diverse classrooms, we have multiple teachers within that classroom so that all students are being met, their academic expectations are being met.
What about special programs like immersion programs in Montessori?
So, as I said before, Cambridge only offers 3 pre-kindergarten programs with the capacity for 90 students. And there are over 500 students on the pre-kindergarten waiting list. As a school committee member, I plan on looking for ways to expand.
But my question is about beyond that level. We already discussed that. My question is beyond that level. When you have special programs like immersion, Chinese immersion, Amigos, and Ola, as well as the Montessori school. Do you see programs like this as ones that we should?
So that's what I was getting to. I believe that we should expand the Montessori programs. Now, when it comes to the Amigos program, we need to expand the Amigos programs. I'm a supporter of expanding world languages. One thing that stands out about the Amigos program, it is one of the most demanded programs within the district. Mm-hmm. Schools are taught 50% English, 50% Spanish. Mm-hmm. The academics are more rigorous. Mm-hmm. Students are expected to speak and write and become bilingual. Mm-hmm. That's not the situation with all of our immersion programs, and I believe that the Amigos should be the standard, and we should be expanding our language immersion programs.